Just back to this one now. All right. So when we were discussing this question of problem architecture, you can use it to make reasonably clear statements about what types of languages and the types of approaches are good for what types of problems. And in order to do this, I found it useful to divide problems into these five classes. There are two data parallel classes called synchronous and loosely synchronous. And then there are three other classes called asynchronous, embarrassingly parallel, and meta problems. So let me just give an example of each of those.